This is Mikey Pod, episode 107 for September 22nd, 2007. I'm a little distracted. Can you hear all the jackhammers? Anyway, this is all music today, starting with Jane Sibrey, The Life is the Red Wagon.
You watch the slow train moving through the city late at night, adjusting back and forth again. The darkness and street lights. I know that you're feeling bad, but I'm glad you did and learned. Easy to get caught up, but you know you can't always, you can't always, you can't always walk. nicer than you ever been to your own goddamn toes. And the book comes down, sand and rock, bursting upward, makes a sound of a thousand turmoil. Something that you do. stone and a stick and some writings, a photo, a book of their art. Let's jump in the river to celebrate the light that they left in our hearts.
That was Elk City with Los Cruzados. Maybe I should learn how to pronounce that before I start rambling on. Before that, we had Division Day with, what's the name of that song? Hurricane. I really dig that song and the album. The whole album was just released on iTunes with a couple of bonus tracks, I think. And the album itself, the like physical version of it, will be released on October 2nd, I think. Also, they're playing here in New York October 11th and October 18th at the Union Hall in Brooklyn. I think Chris Daly and I will be at the show in Brooklyn. Chris is coming to visit. I'm so excited. So we'll definitely be there. And I think I'm going to be... Angela from Eeny Meeny Records and I have talked via email a lot. And I think that I'm going to be able to interview them. We haven't set the date yet. That's why I say I think. And I tried to do this with... Great Northern when they were here, and it didn't work out because we tried to do it last minute. So I'm trying to plan ahead, and hopefully we can get something done. So also, they're October 17th at the Canal Room. I'm not sure where that is. So you guys, like listeners, come October 18th. I'm almost certain, and I'll tell you for sure as it gets closer, that I'll be at the show at Union Hall and with Chris Daly and who knows who else. So yeah, and then before that, I played Jane Sibbery, who now goes by the name Issa. And she's going to be playing at the Rubin Museum of Art at 7 o'clock on October 10th. And I'm going to be at that show, too, because I love me some Jane. So that's an acoustic show, and she said there would be two people. I don't know whether it's her and a bass player or her and a pianist. Either way, she's an amazing live artist, so check that out. And I'll see you there, too. I wonder about doing like some kind of Mikey Pod meetup. Is anybody interested in that? Yeah. Let me know. So how about a little bit more music? Let me pull my playlist up here and see what we've got next. Can you hear the jackhammers? Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Oh, Diet Kong, who's also playing soon. But I'll give you those dates after this because I just gave you way too many. So this song is called Much Love and the Evil Sound. This band was introduced to me by Brad Clymer, who you've heard on the show before. And we'll be at that show too. I think it's September 30th. At the Mercury Lounge. Well, I guess I gave you the information. But yeah, this is a great song. Check it out.
Oh, mama, When you get knocked down, you better kiss the floor. Come on now, I'm so gigantic, dizzy with a ticket. Just like a bitch, I'm weapon. Forget the story, cause it don't ring true. Cause the only thing that's up is that it's up to you. Now come on, don't freak out. Gotta figure it, really gotta give it a chance. Cause there's much love in the evil sound.
PA with Measure 3, almost pod safe. That's available for download on their site, which I'll include links to at mikeypod.com. And I just wrote them a letter sort of retroactively asking for permission to play the track, but I'm almost certain that they wouldn't mind since it's for free download on their site. It's a great song. I like it. I like it a lot. Before that was Frightened Rabbit with Be Less Rude, courtesy of Iota Promonet. And before that, I should say, and starting off that set was Diet Kong with Much Love in the Evil Sound. I really dig that song. Dig? Yeah, I just said I dug something. All right, let's move on. Here's some more music. This is Marco Mahler with Orange Chinese Car.
Chinese corn and a green Chinese beer. I remember you swimming in concrete. You were trying to look so neat. Da 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 ba ba. Da 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 no. 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 Da da da. Listen tightly, people's breath nightly. running. Smug dogs in the fog, like confused groundhogs, they just fell up logs. Da 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 ba ba. Da 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 ba da ba. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Ba da ba. Da 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 ba ba.
That, my friends, is just about all I've got for you today on this. Why am I talking over Marco's guitar playing? I'm a bastard. I'm a dirty little bastard. Yeah, that was Marco Mahler with Orange Chinese Car. He is a artist that's represented by Ariel. Sweet, precious Ariel from Ariel Publicity. And actually, I don't know if it's still up there, but he told me last time I played one of his tracks. Did I play that same track? I think I did. You can download the whole album at his website. He may have changed his mind. He said he might, but he's trying a new way of getting things out there. Much like Jane Sibri, you can check, who is now known as Issa. It's going to take me some time to get used to that, I think. If you go to shiba.ca, you'll go to her store. There will be a link in the website. And the cool thing that she does, I've told you guys this before, but who knows who's listening now. You can go and you can pay her suggested price for the songs, or you can download them for free as a gift from her, or you can pay her more or less than 99 cents. I think that's a really interesting way of doing it. And I love that sort of organic, kind of holistic, is that the right word, way of distributing music. And now she's touring and sort of promoting it in the same way. So help out if you can, won't you? So check that out, et cetera, et cetera. And that's really all I've got. Why do I live in such a loud place? Can you hear the horn? Only one more week, actually, and I moved to Jersey City. That's a whole story that'll come up. Maybe I'll tell you that story. Who knows? Yeah, but I'm moving, and that's exciting. Last track I have for you guys is from Ruben Bouchard, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right. I heard him first on J.W. Richard's show, Mandrake Society Radio. There's an interview with him, which is really quite good. And I learned that Ruben played with Anthony and the Johnsons, too, who I adore. So I wrote to him, I purchased a CD, and I'm going to play a song to you. To ya? For ya. This is called Golden Boy. And before I play it, let me tell you how you can contact me, which I would love for you to do. 206-339-6682 is a voicemail. You can email me at mikeypod@gmail.com or visit the website, mikeypod.com, and leave messages or comments on the blog. So there you go. Thanks for listening, as always. This is Michael. I'm your host. And you've been listening to Mikey Pod, episode 107. This is Ruben Bouchard with Golden Boy. Have a great today and a pleasant yesterday and stuff like that.